Section 9. Traffic signs, signals and road markings. The different shapes and colors of signs are significant and mean different things. If fading light, fog, rain, snow or darkness makes them difficult to read, their shapes can still tell informed drivers generally what to look for or what to do. For instance, diamond-shaped signs are meant to warn you of such things as road hazards, while rectangular signs give regulatory information about lawful speeds and directions. The different shapes of signs are explained and shown in full color on the inside and outside of the back cover. Be sure and familiarize yourself with them. Pavement markings also provide the driver with important information about the proper position of vehicles on the roadway. Overhead signs. Overhead lane signs tell you what direction you must go. When the word only is used, you must go in the direction the arrow points, there is no option. Arrows painted on the roadway and arrows on the overhead signs have the same meaning. Use of lanes. On a two-lane roadway, one lane going in each direction, you are required to drive on the right side and to yield the left half of the roadway to oncoming traffic. On multi-lane roads, drive in the lane that has the smoothest flow of traffic. It helps you keep a safe space cushion and saves gas. When there are three or more lanes going in one direction, the middle lane or lanes either turn left or proceed straight ahead. Right turn is prohibited. Driver must turn right. Driver must turn left. ONLY are usually the smoothest. The left lane is for drivers who want to go faster, pass or turn left. Slower drivers and those turning right use the right lane. If the road has two lanes going in one direction, the right lane usually has the smoothest flow of traffic. On roads that have special left turn lanes, the left lane may have the smoothest flow of traffic. Railroad crossings. Where public highways and railways intersect, one or more of the following warning devices mark the crossing for your safety. Advance warning signs advise you to slow down, look and listen for the train, and be prepared to stop if a train is approaching. Pavement markings consist of an RXR followed by a stop line closer to the tracks. They may be painted on the paved approach to a crossing. Stay behind the stop line while waiting for a train to pass. Crossbuck signs are yield signs. You are legally required to yield the right of way to trains. Slow down, look and listen for the train, and stop if a train approaches. When crossing more than one set of tracks, there will be a sign below the crossbuck indicating how many there are. Flashing red light signals. When the lights are flashing, stop. A train is approaching. You are legally required to yield the right of way to the train. If there is more than one track, make sure all tracks are clear before crossing. Flashing light signals with gates. Stop when the lights begin to flash and before the area where the gate will lower across your road lane. Remain stopped until the gates go up and the lights have stopped flashing. Proceed when it is safe. Preventing railroad crossing crashes is up to you. Pavement markings. White lines separate traffic going the same direction. Yellow lines separate traffic flowing in opposite directions. Broken lines indicate passing or lane changing is permitted if the way is clear. Solid white lines indicate that passing or lane changing is hazardous. Solid yellow lines indicate no passing or lane changing, unless making a left turn into or from an alley, private road or driveway.